We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school golf. The Riverside Bulldogs looked like they have decent numbers for both boys and girls this season. Their head coach is Mitch Rice. He joins us now here on KSOM. And, Mitch, how are you feeling about your golf teams coming into a brand-new season?
Yeah, we're pretty excited. You know, got a lot of expectations, high expectations for this group of kids, you know. You know, obviously on the girl side, you know, we have to replace an amazing, you know, four-year golfer for us, Addison Brink, who's off playing at Simpson now. But I think the collective effort that happened in the offseason by some of those girls is going to pay off, and not necessarily replace her as an individual, but as a group, we may be able to be a little bit stronger because of some commitments in the offseason. You know, and then on the boys' side, you know, we've got everybody, you know, for the most part back. You know, we did lose one senior that did a lot of good things for us, but I think we're pretty deep as far as our sophomore class goes that will help with the addition of a couple of our seniors.
Well, we'll start with the girls. I mean, losing Brink certainly hurts. It looks like you only got one senior on your roster today this year, and three juniors, a couple of freshmen, and a sophomore. That's what's showing on bound anyways. That's where you're holding steady right now at seven?
We're sitting at six right now. We have just two juniors. We have six girls right now. You know, a couple of them are dual sport athletes, so we only get to see them every once in a while. But they're all working hard. They're showing up. They're playing, you know, they played over break. They're playing on their own. You know, really excited to see how that pays off for them as we start rolling into action next week.
Has anybody emerged as your clear number one?
You know, we have qualifier tomorrow for all that. But, you know, I have two girls that, you know, Casey Perkins is a sophomore. Last year, she shot a 49 as a freshman. You know, Laney Rice shot a 52 as a sophomore last year. She's a junior this year. And those two, I know, both put in a lot of work as far as getting lessons and those types of things. And then Jane Beckman did a nice job for us as well last year. And Nikkei Attorney is going to round out that top four more than likely for now until our two new coming freshmen get it figured out. And hopefully one of them can battle for those spots as well, because the more competition we have on our team, the better the team's going to be.
Right. So talk about those Perkins, Rice, you know, those two, and what you see in their games that you like.
You know, Casey comes from a golfing family, and, you know, she's played for a long time and has really put in some work, you know, going up and to Omaha and going up and getting some lessons up there. And, you know, she plays quite a bit, you know, and even in the off season, you know, I know her and Laney played over the summer together quite a bit and this fall. So, you know, she's a very powerful golfer. She hits the ball a long ways. You know, and you turn around with Laney on the other side, you know, she's not as powerful as Casey is, but she's consistent enough to get in there and shoot some good scores. And, you know, those two together, I think, will give us a nice 1-2 punch at the top. And hopefully somebody surprises me and beats one of them out, even though they're shooting good scores. Like I said, that competition, you know, Jaden Beckman is another one who comes from a golfing family that plays a lot. And, you know, I'm excited to see what all those kids can do for us.
Yeah, talk about Beckman and Toomey's games and what you see from them, what style they play.
You know, Kay has come a long way from her freshman year, not really having much experience with golf before she kind of came to us. And, you know, as a senior now, she's really been a solid player for us for 4 years. And, you know, we're really excited to see how that rounds out for her. I know she's put in a little bit of work over the summer and fall as well. And, you know, we're really, really excited to see how that kind of turns out for her. You know, and then Jaden, you know, Jaden came all the way through up just like, you know, Addie Brink did. You know, she came up through our golf camps. She's played a lot of family golf. She's out there a lot on the course. And so they're going to do some good things. And I really think that, you know, they can go out there and shoot the scores that we talked about for their personal goals and things like that. I think they're going to have a very successful individual season, which will turn into a successful team season for us as well.
Yeah. And you, two freshmen, McKenna Dorr, Ashley Kelly, what potential have you seen in their games?
So those two are our main dual sport kids. They, you know, Casey duels a little bit as well. But those two have just kind of introduced themselves to golf. You know, they've like, oh, we went to Topgolf. That was fun, you know. But, you know, they're really impressed me how quick they're picking things up. You know, they're learning, they're listening. You know, we talk a lot about tempo, you know, and the difference between, you know, what an uphill putt and a downhill putt looks like. And they're both, you know, come from very athletic backgrounds. And I think that that's going to play a lot into the success that I believe that they will have by the end of the year. And they both played for first year golfers, for both of them to play multiple times over our week long break by themselves, not being at practice. It shows how committed that they are to doing this, and excited, really excited to have them round out our top six.
So, I mean, you're going to have four on a regular basis that play, but depending on whether McKenna and Ashley are dual sporting, if they're not doing track, then they'll be with you at golf and you'll be able to field a full six.
Yeah. And I think most of the times we kind of look at it, you know, our Coach Frain does a great job, you know, trying to schedule us not on the same nights as much as possible. We've kind of really looked into that, and the kids have done a good job and, you know, communicating with both sets of coaches. And if that makes it difficult as far as trying to find that consistent piece, but the kids have done a great job of communicating with us this year and showing up right after, you know, track practice. They come over and I'll stay an extra hour with them and work with them. And, you know, we'll be able to field six more often than not. So, that gives us a little bit of room in case somebody has a bad day. Cause hey, we all have bad days.
Sure. Absolutely. Anything can happen on the golf course. On the boys' side, again, you lose a couple of seniors, including Garrett Howe, who looked like he was towards the top of your lineup. But, I mean, you had some guys coming back that were pretty close to him, if I'm not mistaken, Coach.
Yeah, you know, Garrett and Mason did a great job for us last year as seniors. You know, they really helped. You know, for a couple of years, we had kind of lost some of our boys. That, you know, a lot of kids were there focusing on other things. And those two a couple years ago came out and really kind of brought the group back, and there's a lot of kids that followed suit. And we really owe a lot to the growing of this program to those two kids. And as the program started to take off, it's just become very competitive. You know, our sophomores, last year's freshmen, you know, we have six or seven of them that, you know, are going to be able to compete for that varsity spot, and they're going to be battling against two seniors that are pretty tough, and Taven Moore and AC Roller. You know, we had coming back, you know, I think we had, I don't know, four or five kids shoot under 44 last year on nine holes, and four or five kids shoot under 82 or 83, something like that last year, that are coming back, and they've done nothing but play a lot of golf since then. You know, I remember the first couple of days of practice this year, I talked to the boys and they came back to school the next day. I'm like, hey, how late did you stay? Because it was like 80 degrees outside. Oh, we didn't leave the course till like 8 o'clock, Coach. You know, and that type of commitment is going to really, really help them. The conversation I've had a lot with the boys, because they were very talented last year. The conversation that I have with them, though, is, are you going to go play golf? Or are you going to go play golf? And people look at me funny when I ask that question, but are you going to go out there and just hit driver, even though the wind's 30 miles an hour going, you know, pushing out of bounds? Or are you going to pull out an iron and hit something low and keep it below the wind and play smart? You know, are we going to go for the green with a flop shot over a tree with out of bounds behind it? Or are we going to hit the punch shot safe out short of the green and play in and take our five and move on? So if they decide that they want to truly be golfers, I think this group can go a long, long ways.
Mm. Well, I mean, you got Taven Moore last year, he averaged about 47.3. Peyton Amdor, 48. James McCready, 49.9. Bennett Howell, 50.1, AC Roller, 51, Nathan Smith, 51, and Austin Zimmerman, 52. That's pretty consistent there, and I mean, that's seven guys. That gives you a lot of different options, coaches, I'm sure you're excited about.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Bennett only got in there one time, but he made the most of it. You know, he really battled there at the end of the season for that last varsity spot. And, you know, I think we had to have like a kind of another qualifier bracket. So he came up like a shot short, you know, and coming in as a sophomore this year, he's been consistent, and he's focusing solely on golf. And I'm excited for that. And, you know, I've had both of his older brothers and, you know, golf and family, and he's going to do some good things for us as well. You know, we're going to lose one or two to a track meet here or there, but I think we've got one or two to fill in that we won't lose many strokes in those days either. So, you know, it's good to be competitive. You know, we've got some freshmen that came in that are new to golf that I think will end up rounding out okay as the future goes on, that are maybe new or haven't played a ton. And, you know, this group of boys, I went out last Saturday to play with my son, and you know, there was nine of my high school golfers out there playing, you know, and that's just a good feeling to know that they love it and they want to be out there. You know, when you got to kick kids off the course, that means that they want to get better. And I'm pretty excited that they're going to make a good run this year. You know, I really hope that we would challenge for the top of the conference. I know there's going to be some good schools and that are the battle, and I'd say in that as well. Wick's got some good golf, and you know, and then I think I'm hoping we can go push through and make a run to state on the boys side for sure. You know, knowing that we've got to go and play some tough teams. Typically we always go through Cam, and Cam's always, you know, Joe Wolin does a great job over there. And you know, they'll have the number one or number two golfer in the state with Chase Jotties. And I tell my kids, we got to go through them. So we've got to continue to get better. And so that's why we always try to play them in the regular season as well.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Of course, they've widened the field a little bit. Top three now, I believe, out of every district gets in the state. So, you know, maybe that opens up some possibilities. But we'll see what happens as the year goes on. Coach, really appreciate your time. And best of luck throughout the season. And may the birdies be with you. Thanks so much.
We appreciate you. Thank you very much.
Mitch Rice, head coach for Riverside Boys and Girls Golf, with us here on KSOM.